A Jew and a non-Jew having a mutual business on Shabbos. So how they run the business. Okay? So on page 15. So again, we'll see a very, maybe we don't appreciate it enough, but it was a very common occurrence for Jews in the Middle Ages. So and hey, next to last line on page 15. Reish mem hey, hey. Motzer liYisrael yitein schor le'eino Yehudi limkor. A Jew, so yesterday we talked about if a Jew had money and you give the Jew gives the non-Jew the money to invest, do things with on Shabbos. So is that okay? He's doing work for you on Shabbos. Today it's a little different. Here I have merchandise. I don't know, whatever, right? I have computers, right? So I give it to the non-Jew and the non-Jew will sell it. So, now obviously he's going to sell on Shabbos. Again, we'll see an interesting case about this. So, if you set a price, said, this is how much I'm going to pay you, set a price. So then it's okay. As long as you don't tell him, work on Shabbos, which is the theme we've seen throughout. Again, so he's going to work on his own. I'm not telling him to work on Shabbos. So, but he's going to take my computers around, and maybe he does it on Thursday and Friday, and I'll do it on Shabbos too. So now the idea is, first of all, I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. Second of all, nobody could tell this object is mine. Nobody could tell these computers are mine. All of a sudden, Juan comes to your house and knocks on the door and says, you want to buy a computer? I'll buy one. Right? So do you know that the supplier is a Jew? You don't know. So there, again, if I told them to work on Shabbos, make sure you sell them on Shabbos, so then that wouldn't be okay. That would be awesome. But I didn't tell them that. I said, you know what? I'll pay you $5 a computer or whatever. You know what? So if the more computers he sells, the more money he makes. So I'm not telling him to work on Shabbos. He's going to work on Shabbos because he wants to sell 10 more computers and make $50 more. So that's the case. So the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Av, the very last Mishnah Berurah, brings up the very famous case. The case is Yom HaShuk. The very last line in the Mishnah Berurah. V'im Yom HaShuk hu b'Shabbos. Now again, we don't relate to this, especially in our world where we have the internet and the way we sell things, buy things and sell things is totally different. But again, think in those days, transportation was difficult, Middle Ages, communication was difficult. So what they used to do is, again, once a month, once every 2 months, four times a year, they would have a fair. And people would come to the big city on a certain time, at a certain day, and a bunch of artisans would come. So I would come with my computers, and this guy would come with his cell phones, and this guy, you know, all sorts of things. And we'd sell. We'd sell to each other, because maybe I wanted to branch out and sell some other things. Or, obviously, people wanted to buy. Let's say a consumer would come because they knew a lot of people were there. They knew a lot of salespeople were there. People with wares would be there. So you would come and you weren't interested in buying a new, I don't know, can't think back in those days, a phone, computer,
Abacus.
That was China. No, slide rule they didn't have either. I'm trying to think how far back are we going to go?
Stones?
I can't think of anything. So anyways, you want to buy whatever they used in the 1400s. So I got a globe, a flat one. You didn't like that one. Forget it. Okay, so he didn't like that joke. I thought mine's better.
No,
a globe, but it would be flat.
Before 1492,
so
yeah.
Every map is flat.
That's okay. It's now our maps are flat.
They were flat.
But I'm saying a flat globe would be interesting.
Impossible, perhaps. All right.
I'm trying. Anyways, difficult crowd. So you need a new globe. Your kids are in school, right? And they're learning about the flat earth and falling off the edge and all that. So you want to buy one. So where are you going to buy one? Staples is closed. So you go to the fair. So you know the guy. So now I sell my flat. Well, Jews didn't. But whatever. So abacus, sai, whatever the plural of abacus is. Whatever. And so I give it to Juan to sell. So Juan is selling it. Yeah, but the bazaar, the fair, is Shabbos. That's the date. The day of the fair is Shabbos. So now if I go up to Juan on Friday and say, here's some abacus or whatever. Here's some carrier pigeons. Ah, that's a good idea. Here's some pair of carrier pigeons. Sell them. Right? I'm not telling them to sell on Shabbos, right? So it should be okay, right? No. So the Mishnah Berurah says, since the fair is on Shabbos, so it says if I explicitly told them to work on Shabbos. And that would be awesome. That would be no good. So again, we don't relate to that in our 24/7 sales markets, but that's the way it was. And it was a very big problem for Jews, how they handle, again, sometimes the fair would just be, or the big day would be Saturday, right? Sunday would not be a fair because, you know, they had blue laws or, you know, they wouldn't be selling things on the Sabbath, on like Sunday.
Consignment to a non-Jew, and he sells it.
Right, but here again, that's the problem. Problem is if I give it to him on Friday, I tell him, sell these. So then it says, if I'm telling them to sell it on, actually on Shabbos. So, okay. So tomorrow, in Meretz Hashem, we'll take this a little further, about collateral. How about if you lent money to a non-Jew and it gave you something collateral which could produce things, which can make an income. Well, make an income on Shabbos, he's going to pay you back with that income that comes in on Shabbos from that thing which I have a lien on. We'll see about that tomorrow, Blina.